Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, February 19, 2009. Israeli jet fighters bombard Gaza while troops injure a Palestinian man in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Hours after the Israeli cabinet declined to enter a truce with the Gaza-based resistance factions, Israeli tanks rolled into eastern Gaza City and opened heavy random fire on Palestinian residents in southern Rafah City. The Al-Qassam Brigades, armed wings of the ruling Hamas party in Gaza, said in a statement emailed to media outlets that the Al-Qassam fighters defended against Israeli tanks' advancement into the eastern part of Gaza City. No casualties were reported. Thursday morning, Israeli tanks opened heavy random fire on Palestinian residences in Rafah City in the southern Gaza Strip. Witnesses said that tanks stationed near the Kerem Shalom crossing opened fire abruptly in the area. No casualties were reported. Earlier on Thursday, Israeli media sources reported that an Israeli army unit on the southern Gaza-Israel border wounded and arrested a Palestinian man who was suspected of attempting to plant an explosive device near the Kerem Shalom crossing. Palestinian sources reported later in the day that Israeli jet fighters bombarded areas along the Egyptian border. Sources from the Israeli army alleged that the attack targeted underground tunnels at the borders. Palestinian sources reported no injuries. The army spokesperson added that the attack was in response to the firing of homemade shells launched from Gaza at nearby Israeli areas. One Palestinian man was injured and another kidnapped during an Israeli military home search campaign in the southern West Bank city of Hebron on Thursday. Local sources said that Israeli troops searched and ransacked a number of homes in Hebron City, the nearby Al-Arub refugee camp, and a number of villages close by. Medical sources stated that Jawad Khairan, 37, sustained moderate wounds during the home searches. Meanwhile, one man from Hebron was kidnapped during the morning attack. Seven Palestinian civilians have been kidnapped by the Israeli military during pre-dawn invasion on Thursday, targeting the northern West Bank city of Nablus and nearby village of Asira al-Shamaliya. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Badnoura and George Shmawi.